The third natural symbol of the water, it's the opposite of the symbolism of death. It's the waters of birth, the breaking of the waters. The water of the font, the water of baptism, is to do with the waters that surround our rebirth, this new birth, this second birth, when we are, as Jesus says in his conversation with Nicodemus, born again of water and of the Spirit. Unless one is born again of water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So it's the water of birth as well as the water of death. It is the water of Exodus. And here we come away from the natural symbolism into the specifically biblical symbolism. A baptism is a coming out of slavery, enslavement to the powers of this world and everything that's kind of difficult about our fallen and sinful human nature that enmeshes us and entraps us and means that we can't choose to do the good things that we want to do. We come out of that in baptism. And as the Israelites passed through the waters of the Red Sea on their way to freedom in the Promised Land, so we pass through the water of baptism. And it is for us a kind of Red Sea. That specifically biblical symbolism of the water is closely connected with another biblical symbolism of the water. Indeed, it's very closely connected. Water in the Old Testament often stands for chaos. That which was in the beginning, before God started on his creative work. The Israelites, like many of the ancient Near Eastern cultures around them, seem to have believed that in the beginning there was a kind of primeval soup. There was the water of chaos, sometimes called the flood. And the first thing that he does when he gets creative is that God imposes order upon this watery flood. In the words of the psalm this morning, he is enthroned upon the water flood. That's a specific reference to this flood that was before the created order, the chaos that is in the beginning. And in many ancient Near Eastern mythologies, there was a water monster, a dragon, a leviathan, some kind of twisting snake that splashed about in the primeval soup. And God spears it and pierces it and kills it. And that's the beginning of the establishing of order in the world. And actually, there are some echoes of this myth in the Bible itself. There's one in Psalm 74, and there's another bit in Isaiah, when Isaiah says to the Lord, "Didn't you pierce Rahab in the waters, the twisting dragon that was slain in the beginning?" The water of the font stands, lastly, for the original chaos, out of which, within which, God makes order, makes moral order, makes physical order, brings an actual world into being. And what happens at the font is a new creation. We're not simply reborn individually, we are part of the remaking of the whole created world in the incarnation and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. So, simple water, water blessed and set aside for baptism and for reflection upon baptism. Water that is water for cleansing, yes, but also water of death and water of birth and water of Exodus and waters of a new creation. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.